Welcome to New Teacher Talk. This channel is designed to support those new to teaching. We'll talk about the most common challenges educators face and offer some suggestions for answers, whether you're working in an urban, suburban, or a rural school. Thanks for joining us. Today, our special guest contributor is Nui Valesi, a special education master's degree student at Northern Illinois University, who's going to talk about the Laotian education system.
Today, I would like to share with you about the Lao education system. The education system in Laos consists of different levels. We have nursery, kindergarten, preschool, primary school, lower secondary school, upper secondary school, or high school. Let's begin with nursery. Those children who enroll nursery, they are 3 months to 3 years. And kindergarten, only students who are 3 to 5 years. The kindergarten usually located in the town or in the city only, because the government has a financial issue to extend into remote areas or rural area. That's why the government has a preschool instead of building kindergarten. So those children who live in remote areas, they enroll in preschool. So preschool just only students who are age 5, they will spend 1 year in this preschool before they are going to study in primary school level. In primary school education level, students will take 5 years, grade 1 to grade 5, for 1 year per grade. And after the primary school, students will go to a lower secondary school that will be taking 4 years. And further that, students will enroll in upper secondary school education, so high school level, 3 years. After the high school, or after the upper secondary school, students will go to university. In fact, students have three options to choose after the high school. The first option, students can choose to go to higher diploma. That will be taking 3 years, or they can choose to study in technical vocational education training. That would be 1 or 2 years. It depends on their course they are taking. And the last option is bachelor degree, which means students can enroll in university. That would be taking 4 years and then 2 years in master degree. That's all about the education system in my country, but I also want to add a few points that relate to education system. The first part is the Lao students, they start their class from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the morning. They also continue their class from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. So which means that those students spend about 7 or 8 hours a day in the school. That's a lot. And the second part is about music grade. They call classes and grade. In Laos, those teachers who teach in remote areas or rural area, they have to respond two or three classes per day. For instance, one class can be two or three grades combined. The reason why they're doing that, because the government do not have enough funding to build new schools or new buildings in that community. And also the government do not have enough quota for those teachers to teach there. That's why the one teacher has to take two or three grades per day. That's really a lot. And then they combine to be in one class. So teachers have to be careful to make sure the schedule is not conflicted. And the last part is about the student uniform. So in Laos, every student has to wear a uniform, go to the school from kindergarten to university. If you do not follow the rule, your score or grade will be deducted, because this rule is stated in education policy. Sometimes I feel like it is really challenging for those parents who have lower income. They have to purchase uniform every year for their children. That's what I'm concerned about. Thank you so much.
We appreciate your listening to today's podcast and hope you'll become a regular follower of this channel. Also, be sure to follow New Teacher Talk on Instagram at New Teacher Talk and X at New Teacher Talk 1. Remember, as a new teacher, we're here to support you.